Well, it's coming up, Festival of Trees, your country now, 100.5 WKXA. Good morning, Rex Howard, and your WTO 11 weather forecast looking good. Might be the last warm day, this unusual warmth here, 79. Just a bit breezy with the sunshine. WTO 11 weather forecast is coming up. Mackenzie Wagner in from Cancer Patient Services. Good morning.
Good morning.
Before we talk, we've been talking all morning about chili, making chili. You said you like soup, but you're not big on making chili, so you don't have any secret ingredients. But when you eat chili, there has to be something.
Yeah, I need loads of crackers. I want it kind of crunchy. My chili a little crunchy.
You like saltines in there? Or?
I like those little oyster crackers. They're like little pre-portioned. Yeah. Bite-sized ready. Perfect.
Very good.
Yes.
Very good. I'll go with that. Now, something coming up November 16th, and it's to benefit Cancer Patient Services. And it's been a while since you've done this, I think. Festival of Trees. Let's talk about that.
Yeah. So we're really thankful to be the recipient of this year's Festival of Trees. It's hosted by Ashley and Mark Bowler from Revive Salon and Quality PT. They decided to bring back the Festival of Trees from a long time ago. The American Cancer Society used to do it. This is their second year doing it. And like I said, CPS is the recipient this year, and it's at the Country Club this year. So it's not this Saturday, but next Saturday. So it's coming up fast.
Yeah, it'll be here.
November 16th at 6:30 is when it starts, and there'll be a lot of fun things going on. So she has a ton of silent auction baskets. There is 7 luxury trees that are already pre-decorated and that people can bid on, as well as the event itself has heavy appetizers, some libations, and some live music as well. So it's a great option for a fun date night where you can get dressed up and support a good cause as well. And she wouldn't be able to do such a great job here without the support of the Brown Company and Ohio Logistics as her presenting sponsors. So we're really looking forward to it. It's going to be a great evening and a great way to kick off the Christmas season, if you ask me.
Yes, yes. And you'll have Mike Williams on saxophone.
Yeah.
He's awesome.
Get a little jazzy with it.
You're very good. Yeah, you'll enjoy that. So, yeah, do you have any descriptions of some of the trees?
Yeah, she's doing, there's some classic trees. There's a peppermint tree. There's a boho tree, which I would think is like neutral colors and such.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, so a lot of fun tree options.
Okay.
There's a green and gold tree as well. And some of the silent auctions, there is a airway inflatable rental. You can win one of those, put a big inflatable in your yard this coming summer.
Okay.
There's a really cool bourbon experience basket. There's a couple of Findlay experience baskets and Perrysburg experience baskets. So not only just stuff, but also giving you a great thing for you and your family can go do somewhere else as well. So really fun things that you could be winning at this event. And again, just a fun way to kick off the holiday season and support a good cause.
Very good. Saturday, November 16th, best way to grab a ticket.
Yeah, absolutely. So you can just head to Cancer Patient Services Facebook page. We have tons of postings up about it. The cost per ticket is $100 per ticket, or a table is $800. And that is live right now. So you can go sign up and get your tickets today. Make sure that you want to get them early rather than late. There is only 200 tickets being sold. So we've already sold a decent portion of those. So you want to make sure that you are ahead of the game. And you have to pick out your outfit. It is a formal attire.
Sure.
So.
Oh, happening at the Country Club, Findlay Country Club. So, yeah, Festival of Trees Gala. Take your lady out or your man.
Kick off the Christmas season with a fun little date night.
Festival of Trees, all to help out Cancer Patient Services. Mackenzie Wagner, thanks for coming in this morning.
Yeah, thank you.